Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Global Captive Podcast, supported by the EY Global Captive Network, provides independent expert insights. The podcast features high-profile captive individuals from across the captive world. The podcast is hosted by Richard Kutcher, who joins us now. Richard, so glad you could join us today.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure to join you. Thank you.
So Richard, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm actually a journalist by background, like many of you and your colleagues at AM Best, and I've been covering the captive insurance world since 2014 when I was editor of another captive insurance publication. In 2019, I actually left and set up my own business venture, which was then just the Global Captive Podcast, as you so nicely introduced a moment ago. So we've been doing the Global Captive Podcast now for 7 years. And then since then, we've launched Captive Intelligence and a much wider business, which again covers and provides business information to the whole global insurance industry. We've now got a team of 8 individuals, primarily based in the UK.
Sounds pretty ambitious. So, Richard, what was the impetus for putting this podcast together?
So I already had some podcast experience. I produced, I think you call it soccer in the US. I produced a soccer podcast, which is more of a hobby with some friends. And so I knew how to produce podcasts, and I wanted to keep in kind of up to date and in touch with my captive contacts from all around the world. And I thought, you know what? Let's try a captive insurance podcast. It really was a bit of an experiment to start with, but I think we got the timing, I'll say accidentally, just right, because 2019 kind of coincided with the real start of the hard insurance market. We then had COVID, all the disruption that that brought. And I think it just, all of that had added a lot of momentum to the captive insurance industry. And we came along with some kind of unique and new stories to tell, pretty much mostly from the captive owners themselves. And I think we just kind of got the timing just right, hit a chord, and then the momentum kind of carried us forward from there.
So from soccer to captives, pretty amazing. How many episodes have you recorded so far, Richard?
I need to do a full count because we don't number every episode, but it will be over 300, possibly 400 episodes now. It's pretty much been weekly for 6 years, and we started fortnightly. So yeah, we've had definitely over a few hundred guests in that time, obviously some repeat guests, but I imagine it could be over 400 episodes now. Yeah.
So you mentioned that you have guests. Tell us about some of the guests that you have.
Yeah, we've had captive owners from everyone from kind of the Metas, the Lufthansas, the DHLs, Coca-Colas, right down to group captive members, cell users. And then, of course, we've had all the big regulators on the podcast. We've had the leaders of all the large captive management firms on the podcast, the fronting companies, the reinsurers. And as you know, the captive market just continues to expand, and more of the traditional commercial market wants to get involved in captive. So we're not running short on guests, and we're not running short on topics, which I thought we would have done by now. But we do really kind of cover the full gambit. But my favorite type of guest is always the captive owner, the risk manager, the insurance buyer, because it's really hearing those case studies, those really examples of how captives are used, which I think generates the freshest and most interesting content.
And I would imagine they've got a lot of interesting things to say, as do the captive managers.
They do, of course. And the captive managers, obviously what they provide for us is that kind of broader look at the trends that they see across their books, particularly the larger captive managers that maybe imagine hundreds and hundreds of risk retention vehicles across different jurisdictions and in different markets. And the captive managers can give us that kind of broader outlook on the trends and some of the kind of pain points or regulatory challenges they're seeing in different jurisdictions. And at the moment, I think what's really helpful to hear from the captive managers, as we see so many new captive insurance domiciles pop up, your France, your Alberta, potentially the UK entering that market next year, is hearing about, you know, what's driving those, what's the interest in those, what makes a good domicile, and whether or not some of those places will end up being a success or maybe fall by the wayside.
Richard, who are you finding your listeners to be?
Again, a bit like the guests, it's a real range. I get, the thing with podcasts is you don't quite get that granular listener data you do from like a webinar or a video cast when people have to log in. But our listeners are just over 50% US based. Then the majority of the others are European based or based in those captive centers like Bermuda, Cayman, Guernsey, Singapore, Isle of Man. And then in terms of how they break down, A good proportion of our listeners are the captive owners, the insurance buyers. I hear that mostly anecdotally. We'll do it. We did an episode, for example, recently about Acer, which is the Taiwanese laptop and electronics manufacturer, how they use their captive in a very unique way on trade credit. And I had, you know, several emails from other captive owners saying, never heard this before. This was a fascinating case study. How can I find out more? How can I explore doing this ourselves? So we have a lot of captive owners that listen. I was at RIMS 2 weeks ago and several people came up and said, oh, great to meet you. I've heard your voice and it's great to see you in person. But then all those industry leaders as well. So the captive managers, as I said, the fronting companies, the reinsurers, the regulators are keen listeners as well. So it really does kind of stretch across the whole captive market.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
I can't help but ask, you mentioned that you were getting emails. You mentioned that you met people in Philadelphia at RIMS. What sort of feedback are you getting to the podcast?
I think just that people love to hear people talk captives and bring it to life in sometimes a more relaxed format, right? It's a bit different from being on a panel. It's a bit different from a written interview. Some, particularly on the risk manager, captive owner side, I think people feel a little bit more in control when it's a podcast, that people are a bit more open to sharing. Sometimes they have a real clear motive to come on. As you probably know, getting risk managers and companies to talk about their captives can sometimes be a challenge because it's seen maybe as sensitive information or proprietary information. But sometimes we have risk managers come on that they want to move the market or they want to influence or they want to push the commercial market to understand how they do things a bit better. And that's when you get some much more candid conversations. And it's certainly those candid conversations with the insurance buyers that generate the most feedback, the most interest from our listeners.
Are you taking the show on the road anywhere, like to Vermont or Cayman?
We do. So ever since we started pre-COVID and then after COVID, but ever since we started, we've done kind of recordings in as much as possible recordings in person. So at the Seeker conference or at VCIA, we often have our own private room to do podcast interviews in person. But then we also do the GCP Live, which is a live episode of the Global Captive Podcast. And we've done that at Seeker for the past 5 years now, which is right at the end of the conference. It's a bit of fun. I used to do it with a beer in my hand. Now it's a bit more formal. But we do that. It's a bit of fun. We do some captive trivia. And we're considering doing that at a few other conferences in the future. We will be doing it at the Hawaii Captive Conference in person in October for their 40th anniversary as well.
I can't help but wonder what captive trivia sounds like.
often it's we're trying to change it up a bit, but often it is kind of higher or lower with regards kind of captive formation numbers, domiciles, that kind of thing, or industry sectors. So part of what we do at Captive Intelligence is that we have a big data product of all the captives in the world, who manages, who owns them. So we collect a lot of formation data and we can break that down. So it lends itself to kind of a numbers-based trivia game, but we're always looking for ideas to juice it up a bit.
Here's one for you. What does RRG stand for?
A risk retention group. So we have, as you know, risk retention group is obviously, it's a US only part of the captive market. I think most people would consider them a type of captive. And we track those as well. And we have had, I've had a couple of RRGs on the podcast going a couple of years back, but we've had at least two RRGs in the podcast that I can think of.
So, Richard, what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners?
I think, you know, what's at the cutting edge of captive insurance? Where are the areas of innovation? We know captives are a well-trodden path for a lot of companies now. They're a new path for a lot of companies as well. And they've typically been, you know, more comfortable in that high frequency, low severity area of insurance. But the last 5 years, we've started to see a lot more innovation on cyber, on D&O, on more kind of catastrophic covers, more innovative reinsurance structures. And that's, I think, what our listeners want to hear about is what's new in captives. What can we do which is different? Where can we learn from other users and other practitioners of captives?
So, Richard, how do you cut through all the white noise that's out there these days, especially with so many people having venues like podcasts, like Substacks, like blogs and everything else?
I think be credible. I think be confident in what you're saying. I think have substance to what you're saying. You know, I think it's fair to say that not just in content written by various platforms, but also in conferences, there's a lot of repetition. And it's hard, right? It's hard. I mean, we've produced over almost 400 episodes of the Global Captive podcast, and sometimes it's hard to find new things to say. So I think it's about finding fresh perspectives, but also just making sure that you've got the right experts sharing the right information. We don't partner with anyone and everyone. We're quite selective of who we can have talk and share their expertise and their insight. We want to make sure that we're sharing the correct information and up-to-date information. So I think, you know, in terms of standing out from an increasingly crowded field, I think it's about keeping the quality high, the substance good, and kind of quality over quantity as well. We don't release or write things for the sake of writing things. We don't post things for the sake of posting things. We ensure that we've actually got something to say when we post something, and it's not just the same old stuff you might hear in other places.
So with 400 episodes in your rearview mirror, what are the future plans for the podcast?
At the risk of repeating myself, it's more captive owners. So we started a new series this year, two new series this year of the podcast. One is our Captive Leaders series, where one by one, the CEOs of the largest kind of captive management, captive service providers in the world. So we've had Kieran Healy from Aon on, we've had Brady Young from SRS on, we've got a few more in the pipeline. And then the other part of that is the Captive Spotlight series, which is the spotlight on the captive owners, one-on-one interviews, or sometimes alongside maybe one of their advisors, talking about the unique nature of their captive journey, where they've come from and where they're going. And I think I just don't think you cannot share first party accounts of captive insurance enough.
Well, Richard, best of luck moving forward, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Take care.
That was Richard Kutcher, host of the Global Captive Podcast. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.